We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, joined here in the studio by Kent and David from the New Old Fashioned. Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you? Figuring out now. Now we're in a new room, so we're getting adjusted here. But so, as I mentioned before, you guys kind of had the idea when we were talking about you coming on the show. You said, "Hey, it'd be really cool, you know, since we're all local music fans, if we could kind of share some of our favorite bands." And I said, "Yeah, that sounds so fun. Let's do it." So that's kind of what we're doing right now. And we started off with Shrug doing Heroin, and we talked about Shrug a little bit before. But I know David, you've got a little story you want to share with us.
Yeah, this is my little Shrug story. Shrug is one of my favorite bands in the world, and that song is one of my favorite songs. And back before our album came out, I had a conversation with Don Thrasher, music editor for the Dayton Daily News. He was doing a story for us right before our album came out. And then, we got to talking about influences, so of course Shrug came up. And, at that point, I didn't really think of it like the interview. I was just talking to Don about Dayton music at that point. Which we tend to do whenever I talk to Don. we just got to talking about how, I'd really like to see a new Shrug album come out. Well, months go by. Didn't think anything of it. There's a Shrug show coming up this, one weekend. And Dan Stahl, the drummer from Shrug, had posted something on Facebook. He posted an article and he just said, "Hey, we got called out by the Dayton paper." And I click on it to read it, and reading down, and the title of the article is "Dayton's Beloved and Frustrating Shrug" or something to that effect. And I continue, I'd read down the article, and he's kind of talking about how Shrug hasn't had an album out in a while, because it's been quite a while since the last Shrug album came out in 2005. I'm reading down, all of a sudden, here's like a whole like section of quotes from me talking about how badly I want this Shrug record to come out and how I'm like frustrated about it. And my first thought is, oh God, I hope Todd and Dan don't take that the wrong way. I hope these guys take that how I meant it. And they did, and they're great guys, but it was just really funny. And coincidentally or not, shortly after that, work started on a new Shrug album. So, just saying. You guys might have me to thank a little bit for that later. We'll see what happens.
Very nice. Way to get that ball rolling. Now, the next band we've got queued up is The Story Changes, and they just released a new one fairly recently.
Absolutely. I think it's probably their best work to date. It's definitely their most dynamic album, and just, the songwriting just went way up. Micah Crawley from Hawthorne Heights produced it. It sounds fantastic. These two dudes are just two of my favorite people in the world. They really, really supported me early on in my kind of Dayton music career. And I remember we used to play these regional shows where I would open up for them, and I would just, it was, back when I was playing solo, and I would just throw my guitar in the back of their van and I would just ride to the show with them. And it was just, a great way for me to get started. They're just really encouraging, great dudes. They put on a great show, and, they deserve everything they've got. And, I can't say enough good things about this new album. And, this is the track we're going to play from. It's, track 8, and it's called, Never Not Ever. And it's probably my favorite on the record. Jury's still out, but I think it is.
Right now, this one's the front runner. Yeah. Let's take a listen to that one. Here's The Story Changes. We'll be back to talk more with David and Kent and the members of the New Old Fashioned about some of their favorite local music. This is Kaleidoscope on WYSO.
Control.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. We are sharing some tunes with the members of the New Old Fashioned, talking about some of their favorite local tunes. And I think everybody in the room shares that one as a as a favorite.
Absolutely. Flyway Minion really were the ones to introduce me to the Dayton music scene. When I was pretty much right out of high school, I got a job at a guitar store with working with Patrick, Tim, and Brian Graney from Flyway Minion. And it wasn't a very good job, but I learned so much about just rock and roll music from those guys. Like, probably more in those 6 months that I worked with those guys than I had learned, like, my entire life up to that point. And I remember early on when we were still in training for this place, they released the EP, their second release. And they invited me to the release show. So I went out, and this was like the first big Dayton show I'd ever been to. Actually, Matt went with me. Do you want to talk a little bit about that show?
Yeah. Like I said, that was the first experience that we had at – one of the first experiences we had at Canal Street, and I was 18 years old.
Something like that.
Yeah. Fresh on the music scene in Dayton, and all I remember is – walking away from that show blown away, especially by their cover of Comfortably Numb.
Yep.
I mean,
Patrick can do that Pink Floyd stuff.
Yeah, and I remember that Camel Cigarettes were actually sponsoring that, and that's when you could actually smoke in bars back then, and we were all smoking, and the Camel company was there handing out packs and packs and packs and packs of cigarettes to everybody.
I've never seen a bar filled with so much smoke before.
Yeah.
Like, everybody, Camel was just giving away cigarettes, so everybody was a smoker that night.
Yeah, even if you legit didn't smoke, you were smoking Camels that night.
Like, there was nobody there with asthma, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And that was on, I actually know the date of that show because it was 666.
It was, I it remember. Was,
yeah, because
huh. Evil Press.
Evil
that
Press.
Was the, that's
yeah.
the name of the
mm-hmm.
EP. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rock on.
Oh,
yeah.
What a great night.
Yeah. Sums it up. Camel cigarettes and 666.
There you go.
Yeah.
And Evil Press.
Yeah.
So next we're going to hear from the Motel Beds, a band that's been doing really well over the past couple of years.
Oh my gosh, those guys blow my mind every time I see them. And, you know, I think I'm a little bit late to the Motel Beds game, and I'm a little ashamed of that because I mean, I had heard them before that and I'd always liked them, but the album that really got me into them was Tango Boys. And Tango Boys is a little different from their live show, and I don't mean that in a bad way at all. Tango Boys is kind of like a more chill record, and I love it. It's a fantastic record, but they definitely, like, kick it up a notch live and get really rowdy. And I think, you know, Dumb Gold was the album that everybody really wanted those guys to make.
Man.
And it's such a good, it's such a good, like, description of what that band's all about for me. And, like, seeing those guys live, oh my gosh, like, and what a great record.
You remember, we played with them, at Blind Bob's.
Oh, yeah.
And, we'd listened to Tango Boys and we were like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then we were at the show right before Dumb Gold came out. Me, Tom, and David were there, and we our jaws were just dropped the entire time. We're like, "What was that?" Like, and
oh,
we went up to
awesome.
Todd afterwards, and we were like, "What were all those songs?" And he was like, "They're coming.
They're coming.
Like,
yeah,
it's coming up."
And I'm a sucker for a good sing along song, and this is the second track off of Dumb Gold. It's called "Happy Valentine's."
Yeah. sister is the one I caught kissing with her tongue below the main street bridge. Dirty nails and cigarettes. Mallory, your sister holds a son. She's got blisters on her thumbs from all that heavy weight. She prays at night for heaven's sake.
Music from King Elk. That one's called Mallory. It's from Making Buildings Out of Everything. Before that, we heard The Motel Beds. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliette Frumholt, joined in the studio by the members of the New Old Fashioned, and we're talking about some of their favorite local music. And Kent, I know you particularly like that King Elk song.
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite Dayton band is King Elk. Just seen them a few times, and every time it's different, but it's still great. You know, It's like high energy and then like not at the same time. It's so hard to describe their type of music, but I just love it. I love that record. Can't wait for the next one. And I had that tape in my car all the time when I had a tape deck, but now I don't. So
well, we played a show on Hall of Dayton this year. We played with them. And I guess they had a terrible show. Like, they were lightly angry with how
lots of equipment malfunctions, I think.
Yeah, and they couldn't hear each other. But it was the best. It was the best show I ever saw out here. Because, I mean, there was, like, they just got angry with each other. And, like, one time, this guy, like, he pulled his amplifier and pointed it at his drummer because his drummer couldn't hear.
It was just, like, at some point they gave up trying to have a really good show and just had a great time. And I remember, it was Hall of Dayton, so it was Christmas time. And Andy, between songs, or possibly in the middle of a song, Andy, the lead singer, he just points at this girl and goes, "What did you ask for Christmas? Because I bet it wasn't this."
Yeah, it was the least graceful thing ever. And it was just going down in flames, and I loved it.
I talked to Andy about that show later, and he was like half embarrassed about it, but it was so much fun for us. Like, we had such a good time, and I mean that genuinely. Like, we're not being facetious here. It was awesome, and they were all like bummed about it. Like,
yeah, this was terrible.
But it was just like four guys up there, like that. Finally, they were just like, you know, forget it. We're just gonna play, and it was awesome.
He started inserting curse words into the lyrics of his songs, and just, like, screaming them.
This is great.
Sometimes it's just what happens in that moment in the live show that you can't predict at all. Well, next we're gonna hear from Joe Andrel. We're gonna hear "Moons Over Miller Lite" from the I Heart Joe Andrel album.
Right, Joe has a special place for me as a songwriter. When I first got started in the Dayton music scene, Mark and Poppy from The Story Changes had sort of encouraged me. They had seen me. I played with them solo once in Xenia, and they were like, "Man, that was really good. We really think you should do that. We want to have you." It was the fall around that time. They're like, "We want to have you out to play the Hall of Dayton show." I was like, "Oh, great." This is the first show I'd ever played. I hadn't been in the bar scene in Dayton yet. This was outside of Canal. This is the first show I'd ever played in the Oregon District. So I don't really know anybody at this point. I'm still pretty young. And I come in. I'm going to open up the show on the acoustic stage. And Mark starts introducing me to everybody and introduces me to Joe. And kind of hit it off right away. And he starts talking to me and just super nice guy. So when it came time for a set, I was really interested to see what he did. And then from the first vocal phrase, my jaw just hit the floor, and for a half an hour, I just stood there with my mouth open, because it was just one guy, one guitar, and just a great use of the English language. Joe's just a wizard with words, and this particular song is probably, you could probably consider it Joe's greatest hit or something, but I had never heard this song before that night, but by the end of it, I was screaming along right with him, and it also just so happens to be named after Tom's favorite beer, so it works out. this one's called "Moons Over Miller Lite."
Yes,
you're listening to Kaleidoscope on WISO.
Quiet moving mouse, it's a sing-along. So elevate yourself, do not overanalyze. Card your life is dealt. Listening to the Afghan waves, we're reminiscing of the days when we were 17-year-old kids. Holy pants and holy lies that weren't. Diet Coke
of Catholics, but it could have been much worse for all of us. Jack and Coke, Guinness. It's a friendship toast tonight. I have a master's in enamored. I have a PhD in pride. But I just keep on smiling as I looked into your eyes. It's been a damn good night. 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 John, your quiet moving mouth is just a sing-along.
If it's love that you're
Buffalo Killers right there doing Get It. That's from Dig So, Love Grow. And that's a great one. We've got the guys from the New Old Fashioned here, and that was wrapping up their picks. That was Tom's pick?
That was my pick, yeah. We played a show with them at, I guess it was at Omega Music.
Yeah, Record Store Day.
And it, yeah, for Record Store Day. And I never really heard them before, and I actually kind of missed their show. I didn't get there in time. I had stuff I was doing. But David, the whole time, was like, man, you got to check these guys out. You got to check these guys out. And I was just like, well, I don't know, David. I listen to Five Finger Death Punch. I don't know if I'm going to like this. But I put it in my car and immediately turned it to 11. I think that song rocks.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you guys all for coming in and choosing some of your favorite local music. This was a blast.
Thanks for having us. It's so much fun.
And speaking of the Buffalo Killers, if you want to rock out with them in person, they're playing at Canal Street Tavern Saturday night, and I have a pair of tickets that'll go to the fourth caller at 767-969-1998. Fourth caller wins a pair of tickets to see the Buffalo Killers at Canal Street Tavern. Right now, let's hear some music from Jason Isbell.